Welcome to another Rebel Room post-game edition. Ray Brewer, Ryan Green along with you, breaking down UNLV's 90-77 victory. You got that right, folks. 90 points for UNLV. Ryan Green, 54 in the first half. Quick question. How many did they score against Air Force in the last home game?
Was it 49?
49.
I don't remember because I slept through about three quarters of that game.
So yeah, but
I don't remember all that vividly.
What a difference, I guess, 2 weeks makes. I guess also we will say Wyoming, not exactly creme of the creme, the defense that the Cowboys played, reminiscent of, and I know I use this a few times, but our Wednesday morning pickup rec league games. I still think any win in March, which UNLV, I mean in late February going into March, UNLV now has four of those, is a good thing. Five guys in double figures. They are confident. I get a sense of confidence. Ryan, what do you take from the game, guy?
Well, you know, not a ton to break down from it. You know, they got kind of they controlled the pace in the first half, which is pretty impressive against a team that's basically out there to play pickup ball right now, which you know, Wyoming pretty much is. They don't defend very hard. They just want to get as many possessions as possible. You know, I don't know. I thought it was a I thought UNLV did a good job of not losing its cool for about the first half and playing their game, staying disciplined. And, you know, the result was one of the more efficient halves offensively of the season. They had, you know, you mentioned the 54 points, but 65% shooting, 6 of 10 from 3. You know, they didn't do a whole lot wrong in the first half other than give up a few too many offensive rebounds. That was about it. You know, and I don't blame them for, you know, falling asleep at the wheel in the second half, because, you know, if you or I were in this position and anybody, any of you listening were in the same position, you probably would have also. But at the end of the day, they, you know, five guys score in double figures. They're playing with confidence, like you said, again, and they've needed to. You know, I'll tell you one thing that really surprised me, Ray, was coming off of that one-week road trip, basically, which was two trips, the Colorado State game and then a grueling game on Wednesday night at New Mexico, overtime. I remember the guys after that game, they all looked like they'd just been through a war. They were all gassed. I was thinking right then and there, I'm like, man, this they might look a little sluggish on Saturday night. You know, not a marquee opponent. They might look a little dead. They didn't. I was very surprised by the energy level. And that's a positive sign moving forward.
Yeah, and before they left on the two-game roadie, we thought they got to go at least one out of two to kind of keep those tournament hopes moving in the right direction. They go two out of two, and both games were very, very impressed the way they won. You know, mm-hmm. against Colorado State, they had a great second half, kind of pulled away. And then New Mexico, just winning at the Pit alone, forget how the game went, is an accomplishment.
It's not an easy place.
I mean, very loud in there, overtime, stand back fouls out with what, 11 minutes to go in regulation.
He only played nine.
Yeah, and for he's your go-to guy, as we saw tonight with 19 points and 11 rebounds. So just the three victories right there moving forward, I think that UNLV is kind of getting a little bit of that early December, late November magic back to itself. Now, tonight's game, I don't know if – you know, the opponent was maybe a BYU or a San Diego State if they play this good. But when they're hitting their shots, it's a totally different team. Now, I don't want them to say, well, they're going to rely on the three. But when it's going in, it opens up a lot of things, and it creates, and it's fun out there. And it was a good game to watch. I mean, dull in the second half, but that first half was kind of two halves in one.
Yeah, and you know, they basically got out of this game with what they needed to. They just needed to stay healthy. They needed to, you know, they needed to, you know, get a decent performance under their belt, and you know, they got everything they needed out of this game. There wasn't a whole lot to it. You know, obviously the show was stolen today in the Mountain West by you know, San Diego State and BYU, but you know, playing for third place and with Colorado State losing, they pretty much clinched third. So, you know.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that Colorado State lost to Air Force, to be honest with you.
They're sliding, man. That's not good.
They are on that. Every you know, you see some projections, whether it be, I don't know, ESPN or Yahoo or wherever, and every one, the last four teams in, Colorado State's like the last team in.
Yeah.
And I think that the league needs its four bids, right?
I don't think they're going to get them at this point. It's starting to look pretty futile. And right now the key for people here is UNLV has secured the third, and that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. And I would say Trevon Willis, what would you tonight? 15 points, 5 of 8 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3. Looks like he's getting his legs back. Is that just the difference? Is he's finally getting into game shape and he's healthy after the offseason knee surgery? Or what do you think's been the difference from the beginning to now for him?
I still don't think he's healthy. I think he just kind of feels like himself again. Mm-hmm. As far as just being in the flow of a game, you know, look at his shot selection the last two games. New Mexico, what did he hit his first 7? Tonight he hits his first 5. He's in a nice zone right now, and he needs it more than anyone. He's struggled offensively more than just about anyone on this team this year, and he really needs it. He had the 15 points on senior night, and a nice performance for him. He needed that, and he also said after the game, though, I need the rest more than just about anybody, because now they get, I'm really interested to see how they're going to handle this upcoming stretch, because they're in a really nice groove right now. They've won 4 in a row, like you said, those 2 huge road wins, and now they have to basically sit around for 7 days or 6 days and then play at Utah next weekend, where they've lost their last 2 trips up there. And then they basically sit for 3-4 more days, and then the Mountain West tournament. So all of a sudden, things kind of slow down. And then after the Mountain West tournament, it slows down into the NCAA tournament. Interested to see how they handle these layovers instead of playing this NBA-like schedule.
Yeah, and if any team, I guess, needs to get healthy, it's UNLV. Obviously, with Willis banged up, Jasper... obviously with the left knee, even though he's only playing about 12 minutes or so a game. I think what stands out for me and on the stat sheet is Belfield, 7 assists tonight, distributing the ball around. And when Stanback and Willis are good, it gives players like Belfield and Marshall, a little extra room, because the defense is obviously focusing on Stanback and Willis. And I think, Belfield has come up huge the last 2 games. And I think he's – Mr. Reliable with the ball in his hands, played 36 minutes tonight, obviously. And
And he's healthy now, and that's the key with that right wrist. His shots look much better the last couple games, and he's confident with it. He's quicker to pull the trigger on that shot. And look, he's never going to be an 8, 9, 10 assist game, because, at the heart of it all, he's a he's a 2-guard. He played 2-guard in high school. He's running the point now. He knows how to do it, but he's got a score to be effective, and the last couple of games he's been a monster for him.
And just going down the stat sheet, and we talked earlier about confidence. I think Justin Hawkins has really got a little confidence to him. I like the way he takes the ball to the basket, and I just think that he's going to give you a solid 15, 18 minutes a game, spell you when you need to at the guard, but. Tonight, and again, it was Wyoming. I was impressed with one play in the first half when he got to the rim, and it goes back to what I said earlier. They can't settle for outside shots all the time, and
he's a good attacker.
Yeah, you see what happens when they attack the basket. They could have, if they continue to do it, beat San Diego State. Right, it helped them beat New Mexico and Colorado State. And another thing I wanted to ask you about, because I know the fans all year have been saying they got to play 2 bigs at the same time. Well, they finally tried that at New Mexico. How did it look?
It looked all right. They did it because they were going against Hardiman and Gordon quite a bit simultaneously, and they wanted to change some things up. I don't think it was anything that they're going to need to jump back into. Next year you're going to see a lot of 2 bigs. So all these people clamoring for it, you're going to see it next year, because you'll have 4 big guys when Grandy Glaze is here. But, I don't think it's going to become a staple. It works well, but,
Well, if anything else, it was a change of pace, because other teams, when they scout you and break film down, they don't see it.
Yeah.
So anything you could do late, you want to start bringing out your bag of tricks, more or less. And I'm just looking forward. I mean, every year this Mountain West tournament, is just exciting here. The teams travel well into town. It's a great league this year, especially with San Diego State and BYU.
It's sold out.
It's sold out. It is just a fun environment. And it goes back, what do we do great here in Vegas? We host events real well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're ready for the rigors of a pro season, but an event once a year, rodeo, basketball tournament, you know, NASCAR race, we're here. We're in like Flynn, baby.
Exactly. And, you know, UNLV, right, we kind of mentioned it earlier, they've basically, they're a half game ahead of Colorado State now. For third, Colorado State still has, I can't remember who their game midweek is, but they still have to go to San Diego State next Saturday. So, you know, not a very easy finish for them. If they lose one more game, they're out of it for third. And avoiding that 4-5 game was something that, you know, UNLV wanted to do for a long time because it looked like New Mexico was going to be that fifth place team. Now it's not so certain. You know, New Mexico, Air Force, they're kind of jumbled up there for fifth and sixth.
They could still get the Lobos.
Either way, but the biggest development today in the Mountain West tournament is that basically the loser of that BYU-San Diego State game knew that they were going to wind up facing UNLV on Friday night, lightly in the semifinals, and it's hard to tell. I think UNLV fans more wanted to face BYU again for a third time than San Diego State, but that's the way it looks now. Is that there's a good chance that UNLV and San Diego State could meet on Friday night in the semis, and you know, last year for the Friday night in the Mountain West tournament was by far the best night of basketball I've ever attended in my life. Two awesome games: UNLV, BYU, San Diego State, New Mexico. Two awesome, awesome close games. And, you know, this year you don't have those four tournament-bound teams again, but it's shaping up to potentially be another very good night of ball.
It was, and another good night, I guess, for UNLV on the RPI circuit. Virginia Tech beats Duke, so the last three number ones, Ohio State beat by Wisconsin, which UNLV beat Wisconsin. Duke, this week's number one, beaten by Virginia Tech, which UNLV beat Virginia Tech. Kansas beat by Kansas State, which UNLV beat Kansas State.
UNLV beat the Kansas State JV. But yeah, no, you're
nonetheless,
right.
Nonetheless,
it's all going to look the same in the computers, and that's what matters because you know, UNLV doesn't need the RPI help as far as getting in the tournament, but it can't hurt via seeding. You know, because if UNLV wins next Saturday, wins its first round Mountain West game, and somehow beats say San Diego State on Friday night, who knows how high the seeding can go for this team?
They won't be an 8-9 again if that happens.
You would think, but you know, that would put them at, I think I did the math earlier, that'd put them at 25-8. And last year, San Diego State finished at 25-8 and got shipped out to Providence as an 11 seed. So, you know, the bubble's weird this year, and UNLV's in a lot better shape than most teams. So, you know, fans around here don't have too much of a right to be complaining because there's a lot of teams that have fallen apart completely while UNLV's they sprung some leaks in the middle there, but they've got it back together now.
Yeah, exactly. And you got the three new bids this year as well. So, listen, March, if you like college basketball like we do, fun time. No doubt about it. We'll help you get your brackets filled out, folks. Ryan Green, very knowledgeable on UNLV, very knowledgeable on the Mountain West. I'm very knowledgeable on one thing, and that's going home and eating a sandwich. Folks, thanks for listening. For Ryan Green, Ray Brewer, we'll catch up to you after the next one.